Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. Happy Friday. I have an incredible interview with spiritual life coach Fozia, and she is all over TikTok as well with over 16,000 followers, or what her followers call themselves, the Zodiacs or the Tic Tacs. I hope I'm saying that right. But enjoy this incredible interview about manifesting, tarot card reading, stories, and we also answer all of your questions that you had. So, as you're listening to this interview, if you're interested in anything she has or anything she's selling, crystals, all that kind of stuff, it's all in the description below. And other than that, enjoy this incredible interview, and I know you're gonna just love her.
My name is Fozia. I am a professional intuitive spiritual life coach, and I'm best known for my readings. I started doing readings when I was a kid. Like, my mom and my family, they've all been into spirituality and things like that. So I started very, very, very young, like a child. I would say maybe between the ages of 7 and 9. Wow. I started with that. And even before that, I was having weird dreams, things like that. It was the norm to me. We practiced it with, our religion, cause we are Muslim. Mm-hmm. So I actually thought it was a part of Islam, and, then, yeah, I just got more into it. And, you know, of course I started to share it with people, but then, you know, I got teased, so I took it back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, never mind, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, then I had multiple spiritual awakenings, and then this one in particular was the one that kind of pushed this whole business.
Yeah.
And I did it as a hobby for like 4 years before I took it seriously, but people needed me during the pandemic. So
yeah,
that's pretty much what I'm doing.
And I definitely feel like, you know, with TikTok, you really have been doing so much. Like, you do the live videos, and then you do all those other videos, and everyone loves it, including the mirror one.
Yeah, that one was like, it was weird because I started TikTok to kind of like, I used to make fun of TikTok. I used to roast.
No, me too. I used to too. I still roast it to this day, and I'm just like,
me too.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to like get hits on it, and I'm like, wow, here I am roasting as I'm trying to like post stuff.
That's how I am. And it was so funny because people used to send me like these like weird witch videos, like people doing witchcraft, but even those friends who weren't even into spirituality, they were like really Christian or anything like that, even they knew that it sounded like BS. And I was like, you know what, let me hop on this app. I did not expect it. I didn't take it seriously. I did not expect it to skyrocket to where it is today. There was like one video that went viral around Valentine's Day, and then the mirrors or portals video is like the one everyone's talking about right now. So
that one's great. And I feel like it is like when you don't expect it is when it usually does happen.
Yes.
It was pop out.
And it was so weird because it was so funny. I was talking to Naria actually, and I was like, why am I not viral anymore? Because, you know, you can get shadow banned. Like, I was just complaining.
Yeah.
You get shadow banned, and it's easy to. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden I posted a video, and I had it saved, and I posted it. And that was the video that went viral. And I went from like 5,000 to like, I'm at 16,800
now. Wow. Yeah.
So
that's
incredible. It was a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause one of my friends, her and her dog make TikTok videos, and like everyone watches them. She has so many followers now. And at one point she's like, I feel like I'm being blocked because like some videos, and this is the whole thing with TikTok. Some videos you will get 100,000 views. Another video, you're only going to get 300 views. And it's like, it's so weird how it works and how one video could randomly just get this clickbait out there and just like become big. And then other videos don't do as well. And I'm still trying to figure out like, what is the reasoning around that?
What's the algorithm, right?
Like, what is it? It's crazy.
TikTok is the most fascinating and frustrating app I've ever been on in my entire life. It really is. You can't figure that algorithm out. And it's true. Like, I just, right before this, I had to repost a video because I got zero views in 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's so weird. But yeah, that's incredible. Now, so you do tarot cards. That's like a main.
Yes.
One of the main things that you do. Now, that is different from psychic readings, right? Or like palm readings, or?
Yeah, they're all like, at the end of the day, they can all read into something, but it is different. It's a different way of doing it. Mm-hmm. I do and make oracle cards, and I do tarot readings as well. Oracle is like a little bit more easier to read.
Yeah, those are like, it says it on the card, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And
they're like, you can get one specific to like a certain situation, like one for love, one for a career, things like that. But I mainly do that. And then usually I have my store as well. Yes. So people will usually follow through and like, you know, they usually order and buy something. And it's pretty cool.
And I will also be putting like under the description when like you're on Apple podcast or Spotify, anything like that, in the description, I'm gonna put like your link for your store on there.
Cool.
So everyone could just click it, and all like the social media, but we'll talk about that at the end.
Okay.
Okay, so one thing that I love to talk about is manifesting.
Okay.
I feel like I manifest a lot that happens to me, and it's like an incredible thing. So what do you know about manifesting, and what makes manifesting become either successful or like not successful?
Okay.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, it does. So for me, and from my experience, manifesting is, well, to put it this way, is conjuring a certain outcome that you're looking for, whether that be as quote unquote small as finding $20 on the floor or as big as purchasing a mansion in a year. It's really all about, one, the most important thing is making sure that your frequency is vibrating at a high level. Mm-hmm. That is so important. And people don't realize that when they're comparing to other people, you know, what they have and comparing a timeline, like, why am I not there yet? Or, you know, they're vibrating a low frequency by practicing bad habits, you know, practicing being toxic, things like that. You're not going to get what you want.
Yes.
You have to be able to vibrate from a space of love, from a space of light, so that your foundations are solid. Otherwise, spirit, God, universe, whomever you resonate with is going to make sure you're repeating that over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so you're not going to be able to manifest what you want. So it's really important to just make sure you're open to receiving, and also truly believing that you are deserving of receiving what it is that you're manifesting. Otherwise, it's not going to come to you. If you don't believe that you can have it, why would the universe give it to you?
Exactly. Yeah. So I could agree with that. Because by you saying that, it makes so much sense, because there has been times where it did not come from a good place, the manifesting, and I didn't get it what I wanted. And it does make sense. Why should I have it when I'm the one, you know, trying to do it out of hate or out of spite, or, you know, whatever it may be.
And sometimes you can even receive it and then it'll come back as karma in another way.
Yes.
It's not good.
Yep. Okay. So tell me more about the tarot card readings and how does it work? I feel like everyone's going to definitely be interested in knowing that.
Okay. So for me, I personally, like, for example, as I'm doing my readings for the day with my clients, I always start by doing a prayer of protection for the both of us, making sure there's no negative energies, like are trying to confuse, misconstrue the reading or anything like that, asking for permission from their guides or whomever they believe in, so that I can be used as a vessel and deliver the message as efficiently as possible that'll resonate with them. I usually like shuffle the deck a few times. I knock on it 3 times. That's like a traditional thing people do to cleanse the deck, blowing on it, things like that. And then I personally shuffle. I let the cards spit out. Like, they shoot out. Like, if you've been on my live, you've seen it.
Yes,
just shoot out.
Yeah.
I let that happen. And I just line them up. And usually for me, spirit tells me, like, it's almost like they're catching me up by letting me know what happened in the past, but also so that the client knows that I like, so they resonate with the reading. So they know that I'm talking about them. So I'll mention something in particular. They're like, yes, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And then we'll continue forward. I usually, you know, so a lot of people like love reading. So I have like a deck that I created, the intuitive messages in 5D. I shuffle that and that'll give you the actual thoughts that your person is thinking about. Mm-hmm. I'll read their energy, things like that. I only do what spirit allows me to receive. Like, I'll only deliver what spirit allows me to receive.
Right.
So if someone's asking for a specific time about something, I'm not going to be able to give it to you if spirit doesn't want you to, because you're rushing it.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gave
me a reading and it was on point, and I was like, wow, like, it was great. And I've done like readings before, and it was weird because one reading I had, the lady, it was at a Halloween party, and the people that were hosting it got tarot card readers and I think palm readers. And so I was like, let me just do it. Now, my family is, and we're going to talk about this, my family's Christian. So my mom does not really like that part of it. But in other ways, we are very spiritual, especially my family. So it kind of gets like a little messy when it comes to that. But for me personally, I love it all. So I did want to go get a reading.
Yeah.
As she's doing it, she stops and she's like, I feel a presence of a woman, and she is not letting me go any further. And I'm like, what? So is that something that you get, or did she just not want to read me and was like, get this man back upstairs?
Now there's two ways that this can go. Because this is so funny. A client literally just told me that the same thing happened to them last week.
Really?
And there's two ways. Okay. Yes, the same thing. They can either just be a fake and they're just kind of, you know, BSing.
Yeah.
Or it could literally be that your spirit guides or whomever is not letting them pass through. And that can be multiple reasons. That could be because your spirit guides are protecting you because maybe their energy is not very balanced and you don't want to transfer that energy. Or it could be the fact that they're just not strong enough. They're not able to receive the message.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to have a little bit more strength to deal with that. Yeah.
All right, good, because that brings me at peace. I definitely think it was a fan, like, you know, an ancestor that has passed on, and I definitely felt like she wasn't liking the energy of the reader. And honestly, I kind of didn't either, and I'm very good with energy, so I'm happy you said that, because now it kind of is closure.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense.
You gotta trust your gut.
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goli gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goli gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code G Stillwell. And again, that's GSTILWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code G Stillwell. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goli. You're very spiritual. I'm very spiritual. Lately, I have been under attack, and I definitely feel like it's all energy, And is there any suggestions you give on what to do to stop this feeling?
Okay.
If that makes sense.
No, that definitely does. We're definitely in amongst the spiritual warfare right now that's mm-hmm. going on. So this is definitely. Everyone is saying that right now. I'm definitely feeling it. There's multiple things you can do. It depends on how extreme it is, the energy around you. You can, you know, some people, like, they do candle work. They know, they just simply light a candle to purify the energy. Okay. You have people who, which what I recommend for everybody is to just make sure you're grounded. Anytime you're feeling as though, you know, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling drained, you're feeling insecure, you're doubting yourself, like all these emotions, irritable, you just need to ground yourself, because when you're grounding yourself, you're sure of yourself. You're here, you're present. Mm-hmm. So there's no room for fear. There's no room for worry, anxiety, anything like that. No confusion, anything like that. You are one with the universe at that point. So what you do for that is, I always tell people to meditate amongst nature, as cliche as that sounds, but it's true, especially if you're standing and can do this, like at the beach, and dig your feet, your bare feet into the sand or the grass or anything like that. You may get lightheaded, but it's a normal feeling. It's just that you're bringing yourself present. You can, you know, do breathing exercises, mm-hmm. look it up on YouTube if you have to, for guided meditation, and just be there, just be here rather. Okay. And that's how you bring yourself back. And if, you know, people pray if you have to as well, of course, but you know.
Yeah. Now for me, one thing is definitely, like, I love to use sage, and mm-hmm. it's definitely, like, you know, an energy thing. I feel like if I'm not feeling good energy around me, whether that be people I was with, or like if someone comes over and I did not like their energy or what they presented, I do go around with the sage. Is that like something you use?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Is it being used the right way?
Yeah, everyone has like their own ways. Yeah, I definitely use sage. I just shipped out a bulk order of sage, actually. It's very popular right now.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a trend.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And what, you know, which is cool, because people are tuning into themselves. There's just everyone now has a way of doing it. But personally, mm-hmm. what I always learned was I like to cleanse myself from head to toe, start from the crown, work your way down. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you start in the room that you're in. And I personally was always taught to walk along the right side of the wall throughout the entirety of the house.
Okay.
All the way to the left. And just, I usually just say like a prayer, like, you know, or set mm-hmm. intentions, like I'm cleansing the energy up, blah, blah, blah. My family says something in Arabic. I don't know what they're talking about, okay. what they're saying, but that's what they usually do. And making sure that the windows are open or cracked, because otherwise that negative energy just swimming around in your place. Yes.
Ah! All right.
Remember that. It's okay, because your intentions were to get rid of it. Yeah. But yes, it's best to do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good to know. I know you have some new classes that you just posted recently. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, yes. Yes. I just started I'm a certified spiritual life coach, and I actually haven't done anything with it yet. Mm-hmm. Or I had it at the time, and everyone's been asking me. So I finally like condensed everything into one course or one mentorship. Yeah,
that's
rather.
Awesome.
It's going to be for people who are on a spiritual journey, who just need guidance, or for those who are trying to learn witchcraft, or if you're trying to do both, it's, you know, same program. Yeah. It's catered to everyone's specific needs. So if, you know, you want to learn how to practice, or you want, you know, I know how to do this much, but I don't know how to do this, whatever it is that you need, I'm here. I give two mini readings, which is on my site, but I give two mini readings that's bi-weekly. Mm-hmm. It's one mini reading bi-weekly. And then I give a full service reading, which is my most extensive reading, every month. Just to touch base, see where they're at. There's going to be a Zoom video meeting where all the clients are together. And then, of mm-hmm. course, there's going to be phone conversations, things like that, just touching base. I'm giving homework. We do it spiritual homework, you know, so we can progress mm-hmm. and we can grow. So I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, is it going to be like per person? Like you're going to, like the reading's going to be for each other? Like,
Yes.
Okay.
So this is like, this is a program specific to, it's like a one-on-one program. The only time they'll be interacting with anyone is when we have our monthly Zoom meetings. So everyone can just, you know, so you can connect with other people going through the same thing as you.
Yeah. Yeah. That is great. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. That's definitely something that I feel like a lot of people would be interested in, especially if they were thinking about it, they've seen it, they're interested, or they've always felt it. That's also something. I love that though.
Yeah. And I'm going to be giving like these, I forgot to mention that too. Like I'm setting up this whole, like, cause this is something else people have been asking. I was like, kind of like a witch kit or a spiritual kit. So I want to make sure that they have everything they need, you know, like candles, soap, sage, all that, discount on the store, all that stuff. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
One of the housewives of New Jersey. I know I feel like I always got to talk about the housewives, but one of the older housewives of New Jersey, Dina, she lives in California now. She does that. You should like maybe look at her stuff and like see what she does, but
really
she has like love. That. Yeah. She has like love kits and she has like new awakening kits. She has like so many different kits. It's really cool, but
right, that's check that out.
Definitely something that people are going to be interested in. So
yes, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Mercari. We need to speak about it. Mercari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Mercari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Mercari. I buy on Mercari and I sell on Mercari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Mercari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Mercari. Again, $30 to spend on Mercari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. All right, let's get into the questions that we have. We have a few questions that people put out. So the first question I have is, what can I expect when getting a tarot card reading?
Okay. It depends on who you're getting a reading from. It depends on how much experience they have, you know, it depends on their culture, things like that. But, you know, like I said before, like, or I could put in a general sense from my experience, you know, you book a lot of people do them online via like email or through like a DM, since COVID, you know, you make sure you have your, you know, the topic that you want. Know exactly what it is that you're asking for, so that, you know, you're not too confused or not feeling fulfilled from the reading. Make sure you also resonate with the person. Make sure you do your research. Make sure you see, you know, if people are resonating with them as well and how many. So you're not getting scammed, because a lot of people who are faking it out there, people think they could go pick up a tarot card after 2 months and now they think they're high priestess. It's ridiculous, but you just have to be careful. And then, you know, just let them do their thing. Let them read your energy. I personally, I don't need anything from you. I don't even need your name. You can email me and be like, I need a general reading. And I don't even need, your name could be 123@gmail.com and I'll be able to give you everything. But well, some people, they need a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't recommend giving too much information, because then they can just make stuff up.
Exactly. Yeah. And like one example is when you do the lives on like TikTok or, you know, Instagram, like wherever you do it, like sometimes their names aren't their names and they just need that reading. So. Yeah.
Yep. And you just have to be able to channel energy. The real ones, they can channel the energy without being nearby, needing a name or your zodiac sign or anything like that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Next is, someone wants to know, what's a crystal?
I'm not laughing at the question. I just love that was the question. I wasn't expecting that.
You know why? Because the original, I did too. Like you saw, I did the one where it's like, what, like, if you have any questions, I posted it on both of my personal and my Social Blend account. And people were saying like, I'll take a reading. And I'm like, no, it's like questions. She, like, I'm not going to say your name and like, you're going to start giving me a reading. Like, so I had to redo it. And now this is, I love it.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It was just me just at the same time. I love it. Okay. So I guess to put it, I'm so bad at explaining sometimes. So to put it simply, it's right. not just a rock. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's definitely used as a spiritual tool in order to enhance your experience, to help with grounding. It's different. Different crystals can do different things. Yeah. So there's crystals that can help with anxiety, depression, you needing inspiration, healing, good luck, protection, all these things. You can balance your chakras. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, they keep crystals in their bra, you know, or okay. their, in their purse or something like that, their car. You can yeah. also put, like, for example, you can put an amethyst under your pillow. That'll help with your dreams, with spirit delivering messages of your dreams. But they are, you have to make sure also that they're real. So make sure you're doing your research to make sure that they are real. Mm-hmm. Keep you can keep them charged under the moon or in pink Himalayan salt, picturing it in your hands, lighting up from within, which is hard for many people to do, but that actually cleanses it as well, because cleansing it with light. Did I answer that question properly? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. And actually, someone else had a similar like question. Mm-hmm. Where do you find authentic crystals to purchase?
Well, you can, shameless self plug, you can purchase authentic crystals through me at shopsotique.com. I definitely sell them. I sell like awesome. Bigger minerals, and then like I'll sell like a bag for just $7, $7.77. Okay. In terms of that, it's hard. I know a lot of people, they do go through Etsy and things like that, but it's just a lot of people are overpricing them now. Like I even like to shop elsewhere too, but I can't even find somewhere because they're overpricing it. I personally, be careful. Don't go to like Five Below or something for crystals, because a lot of these, again, are fake, or like Walmart or something. Like a lot of them can be fake. I even seen some at TJ Maxx that are like in frames. I think those are real, but they're overpricing it. So I would just check, like I would Google local metaphysical store or look on Etsy is where a lot of people go. But again, I offer them at a competitive price. You can come get them from me. Also it's good to make sure when you do receive your crystal, even if someone tells you that they cleanse them, to make sure you cleanse them yourselves with sage or anything like that.
Okay. Okay. So that's all they have to do, is just like, if they just sage it.
Yeah, they could sage it. They could. Yeah. Anything like that. Just spraying like with Florida water, something like that. Just making sure you're cleansing it out.
Yeah, wait, what is Florida water? I saw you post it.
Okay, so Florida water, people use it really simply just for cleansing. I mean, you can use it for other things as well, but it's considered to be a cologne. It has like a citrus scent to it, but it's used for cleansing. You can, like some people, like before readings, they put Florida water on their hands and on their third eye just to like cleanse the energy. You can spray it. You can, you know, spray it on your pillowcase to make sure your dreams are okay, you know, balanced out, things like that. It smells really good too. It smells really good.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah. And we have one more. I feel like we talked about this. Are psychics and tarot card readers the same? Definitely. I think we talked about this.
I guess no. Because a lot of people would say no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Both, you have to use your intuition, but a psychic, I personally feel a psychic can be anything. Like you could be a psychic medium. You can channel just by sitting there. Like I know how to just channel without anything. I could just sit there and start running my mouth, but I'll be doing a reading. You can also predict the future by visions and things like that. Whereas tarot readers, they're just using that divination tool of cards.
So every episode I do a quote of the week. This week was hard. I was trying to figure out what kind of quote it should be, but I think I found the good one. So this week's quote of the week is, stop waiting for someone to elevate your game. You are already equipped with everything you need to manifest your own greatness, by Germany Kent.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah. So before we go, I want to just say thank you so much for coming here today to do this. I know it's been like rough. I had Lyme disease. You weren't feeling it. It was like crazy.
It was a lot.
Yeah, but we finally came together. So I'm so excited that we
thank
could
you
do
for
this.
Having me.
Let everyone know where they could find you, your Instagram, TikTok, all that kind of stuff. Everything you say, I'm also going to leave in the description when they go on the podcast on all the streaming services.
Okay. You can find me at, I guess my TikTok's my most popular. So my TikTok is at Zoetique, the Zoetique. My Instagram is the same. And my website is shopzoetique.com.
Thank you so much for coming on, and I love everything you do. And
thank you
I'm
so much.
For you.
Hey, I'm rooting for you too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.